Dead or alive, you're coming with us. Hello, Tom.
Hello, who is this?
Yes, welcome back, stranger, to an episode of Two Guys Who Hardly Talk About Toys Anymore, and it's said.
You know, I think we still do talk about toys a fair amount. We just don't do it in a show format as much as we used to. Right. All our toy talking is through text, which I know. We would like to change and get that back onto like a somewhat regular schedule. But life happens. It's been happening for you. It's been happening for me. So we do apologize to our loyal listeners and watchers, because nothing's kind of worse than an inconsistent schedule. But also, right. I'm sure most of them understand that life happens and the interruptions happen or whatever.
Right. But I think we'll be able to get more on schedule in the next several weeks. So we'll be 100%.
I think things have kind of leveled out for me. I think things have loaded out a little bit more for you.
The other sad thing is, we Superman came out, Fantastic Four came out, Jurassic crap came out, Toxic Avenger comes out this weekend.
And I saw that last night at a late night showing. You will enjoy it.
So did my brother, but I'm waiting to hear reviews. I don't want to hear too much detail, but I do want to go see it.
It's a fun time. You'll enjoy it. It's not the original, but it's a lot of fun.
Right. I can't wait to see it. Speaking of things I can't wait to see, Tom, did you get any new toys this week or in the last 2 weeks?
Boy, howdy. Have I got a whole lot of stuff. So, all right. So I want to lead off, because I've been super excited about this more so than most things, because as everyone knows, I am a sucker for crossovers. You cross things over. Toy companies. And based on what we saw at San Diego Comic-Con,
we need to do a crossover episode.
Oh, 100%. Boom. There it is. That's next. Boom. That's coming next. No surprises next week. Yeah. Crossover is the topic. And nice. And this is based on San Diego Comic-Con happened while we were unable to produce episodes. And based on a lot of things that were shown there, companies are getting the memo that if they want Tom's money, you only need to do one of three things. You make a glow-in-the-dark figure, you make a figure that is clear or opaque in some way, shape, or form, or you make yourself some crossover figures, and I'm going to buy them. I'm going to buy them, because it's awesome. It's amazing. I haven't shut up about the Ninja Turtles He-Man crossover since it happened. I've done fan art of the figure of my own ideas for characters, because although I love the line, I still think they could have delved a little bit deeper into the pool of characters. I think the line was running for maybe a little over 2 years.
Yeah.
Plenty of time. We had a lot of like Ninja Turtle He-Man re-releases, but that's the tax you pay in any toy line. But the crossovers with that, I loved, and I'm so sad that it's gone, and I really wish there was running alongside the new He-Man Thundercats crossovers.
Man, your virtual background, you got vanishing figures again.
It's really
again another example of how the longer we do this, the lower our production value gets.
The lower it gets. Yeah, I still things with the apartment have settled, but I'm still just, it's all just blank back here. So the virtual background's gonna have to stay. So unless you just want to see me against a white wall, which maybe right. Some people would prefer that. Well, maybe we'll try that next week.
It was like we'll when I was in whenever I'm in a hotel and we do it, I just leave the wall blank. It's fine. I mean, as long as we can see your smiling face, Tom, we'll be happy.
Depending on how close I am to the camera, we'll see how that plays out. But this crossover, the Thundercats crossover, is also really awesome. I've been super excited for this as well, and I guess with the Ninja Turtles He-Man crossover, my expectation was fuse everybody.
Make sure you're saving something for next week, Tom.
look, I've got in the time that we have in the time off that we have had, the amount of things that I have gotten from San Diego and Big Bad, I'm not wanting. Not wanting for new stuff to show up. But this line is awesome. It's super cool. I love that it's almost just, if you were just looking for an excuse for a Thundercats line, like this is just Mattel's excuse to do a Thundercats line. There's not, the characters are not fused this time. It's just, Thundercats wearing Eternian armor. It's dress up time for the Thundercats because I love that you have the option of putting them in this armor, which is, it's okay, it's not bad. But everyone just wants that classic Thundercats look, which you can achieve with these figures. Like Lion-O doesn't have to be wearing, although it is kind of cool because his armor seems to be based off of Eternia itself. So he's got like the cat shoulder armor and whatnot, which is very cool. It's very Eternian looking, but if you just want classic Lion-O and you just want classic Chitara, you can do that. And I love that they included Battle Anthro Battle Cat from the He-Man Ninja Turtles, not Ninja Turtles, the He-Man Thundercats crossover from the DC comics, because there is a comic that this is, I don't know if the toy line itself is specifically based on it, but the crossover comic is really cool. So I there's already a Wave 2, which is on the way to me, because Entertainment Earth got them in a little bit earlier than other retailers. So Panthro, Tigra, and He-Man, which I think it's funny that He-Man is in Wave 2 of his own line.
Well, they
Everyone
couldn't get
knew.
both heroes at once. Like they did the Mumra Skeletor in one thing. So you got
Yes.
Lion-O first, and then you'll get him. They couldn't do both heroes in the first
They
line.
sure did. They sure did give us a Skellra. And from what I'm seeing, what I plan to do, because you
What
need,
we aren't seeing.
oh man, that is rough. But he's awesome. He's on a larger buck. It looks like the I had heard on reviews that people had where people had gotten these a little bit earlier than retail. There was some question on like the way that the sculpting looked, and the thought was that these may be pre-tools for Mattel's 2000X line, because I think they're going to start leaning into that, because
Man, you're
they
doing all
almost
next week's episode.
no, there's so much more to talk about. But this is going to be awesome. And I'm gonna take I figure I'm gonna take once I really like the way the Skellra looks, but if I want to separate them, I can always put Skeletor's head on like Slash's body. And that'll also look really cool. But that's what I've you know what? So I'm gonna extend this just a little bit longer because Target. Big Daddy Target came through this week with Studio Series Megatron, which a lot of
That's
people were
cool.
looking forward to. He is, of course, it's probably difficult to see because he's,
It's
man,
not
this is
difficult,
a
it's impossible.
just terrible. He is, I'm gonna have to go with the trust me, bro, on this. He is floating in this box. He there's like you can see him in the box, and then there's like a third of it that's just empty real estate for no good reason. And I always wonder about stuff like this. Is this just a cheap attempt to abuse the leader size price for what is not a true leader size figure, or is that just the money that they had to put into it, and this was based on how much space they needed to take up on the shelf because they're paying for it? So like we've seen this before with Transformers, where there are figures that are just they're just hovering in a two-bedroom apartment, and there's no reason for it.
Well, coming from someone who in a former life had to deal with packaging of products and designing packaging and labels and stuff, sometimes it's cheaper just to get one size box than to have multiple size boxes. So.
That must be the case because Grimlock, because I also found they re-released the Studio Series Grimlock, so keep an eye out for him as well. But he's in the same size box as Megatron, larger figure, same price point.
Yeah,
And
it's
I have to
definitely they
admit,
just didn't want to have multiple size boxes in their warehouse.
it's kind of funny that they did this re-release of Studio Series Grimlock, which everyone is very happy about, and I applaud them for doing it. But also in a wave right before this, Generation 2 Grimlock was released, who is blue. So on the shelving now, you have your pick. You can get regular original flavor Grimlock, or you can get the new Cool Ranch blue version of Grimlock. Not bad. Not a bad time to be hanging
Ice
out
pop
in.
colored, yeah.
Yeah. So what have you gotten?
You know what I've been just fidgeting with every time I sit at this desk was when I was up there and we went to Retro Relics, shameless plug, and I bought the little toddler swamp thing.
Oh yeah.
I love this little guy. He's so cute and he sits here on my
He
desk.
is.
He's just like
What
so.
toy line is that from?
I forgot what they're called, like
It's
rope
not a
rope.
it's not a Labubu.
No,
It's not a mini mate.
no, I forgot the name of it. It'll come to me, but I love the he looks like a little toddler swamp thing.
You know what, I when you first held him up, I know that, like looking at him now, I know that the expression on his face is a little smile on the bottom, but the nose looks almost like a beak, so it almost looks like he has this super upturned frown. He's very upset because people won't stay out of his swamp, and he keeps warning them, and they keep showing up anyway. And he's like, "Arcane, how many times do I have to rip the arms off of your minions so that you learn to stay out of my swamp? I don't want to do this, man."
And the other thing I wanted to show was I got Battle Cat Man as well. So we'll show him where he doesn't
Yes,
disappear.
he looks so good. I'm man. I, you know,
This figure could
I will.
go. This figure can go with so many lines and look
I really
good.
can.
And you put
You
him with
could.
the, I would imagine if you stood him with the Animal Warriors of the Kingdom,
He'd be a
he
little
would look.
stumpy guy. He'd be like their. He'd be the scrappy little guy that they keep around. But he absolutely fits. He fits right in. I love it. It looks so good.
And his face sculpt's pretty good.
The face sculpt is better than I thought it was going to look. It's one of the I think the few times that the artwork didn't have me all that excited, but the way that the sculpt turned out, very nice.
And you know what else I found on sale at Big Bad Toy Stores was Cyberfrog.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I
Those,
love how froggy he is. Look at those feet.
I kept seeing those, and I vaguely remember them from like they're very 90s. It's a very 90s looking
They're very
franchise.
90s, very like Lee Field-esque,
Yes.
especially with these things up here. Very, very Lee Field.
Kind of the extreme, the kind of sh the sharp detailing on the face. That looks really cool.
It does. He looks very good.
How does he look with the Battletoads? Because they look like they'd be similar in scale.
That's who I put him with, the Battletoads and that that toad soldier, I the frog soldier I got from Bucky O'Hare.
Yes. Oh, you know, I've now added those to my eBay search because you got me when you showed that toad off. I hadn't really thought about them all that much, but now I kind of want a few.
And he comes with multiple hands, heads. He comes with a gun hand that you could put on there.
Oh, okay. That's
Came
neat.
with a stand. I love when figures come with stands. And he came with multiple heads. He has the kind of normal head, right? And then he's got the kind of mean, grimacy.
Extra angry frog.
And then this one is pretty gruesome. It's got some blood spatter and some sort of spike through his head.
Oh, weird. I am
Can
not
you see
familiar with
that?
this in the comic.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right there is a spike in his head.
That is impressively graphic.
Yes,
It
it indeed is. So
makes me
I.
wonder. It makes me wonder if this is one of those comics that's more like Savage Dragon or the
Right, I
Mask of
could.
it.
It would make sense. Like, I could see a Savage Dragon crossover there. We could talk about that next week. But seeing how cool this figure is, which is much cooler than I had anticipated, when I saw them for full price, I was like, I don't know. They're cool, but they
Yeah,
can't
they're
be
up
as cool
there.
as they look. And then when I saw them on clearance on Big Bad Toy Store, shameless plug, I ordered it. And he's like, what? Insane.
Why would you do this to a frog?
I He's like, oh, piggy. This got me thinking about all the cool characters and toys that are cybernetic or cyborg. And I thought
Yes.
we should chat a little bit about characters that are have cyborg, cyborg or cybernetic existence. And of course, we have to start with Cyborg from DC Comics, right?
Right off the bat, right from the start,
Booyah!
you can't get any more cyborg than the man himself, Cyborg, who I never owned any figures of. I
What?
just want to
It's
put that
hard
out
to
there right
find
now.
good ones. It's hard to find good ones. You know, the
He was in the
McFarlane animated one is good.
he was in the Superpowers line, wasn't he? Like the original.
Yes. Yeah, and that's a
And
tough one to come by.
I have heard that he's really hard to come by, and the chrome is like the main factor, whether or not you have one and its chrome is still intact.
Yeah, with the chrome intact and out of the package, he goes for, you know, you know, 150, $200 just out of the package with the chipped up Chrome, still going to cost you, you know, around $100. And then in the package, forget about it. The thing with Cyborg that makes him difficult is simplicity is better for him. Because when he was originally drawn, he had just the silver plate and the eye thing.
Yeah.
But he wasn't all like robot-y, right? He was just kind of had the silver on, you know, on him. And then as time went on, his the artist made the drawings more, you know, detailed, and then the figures followed suit. And sometimes McFarlane is guilty of going too much into the detail of his figures.
We all saw his monstrosity of a Cyber Six line, and we all saw some of the manga figures that didn't quite work out. There were plenty that did, which I guess is kind of a
plenty is a strong word. There were a couple. There were a couple that did.
For the most part, his mecha stuff leaves a lot to be desired. I'm spoiled by how much I thoroughly enjoyed the manga Overkill. Because that figure was maybe one of my favorite figures that he's ever made from like his 90s, early 2000s run.
Yeah, he showed some restraint on that. But some of the Cyborg stuff is just too much. And dark gray, like gunmetal gray, almost reflexive of, you know, the movie Cyborg that had so much going on. And then once people went with the storyline where he was connected to the motherboard, everything got more apocalyptic looking, and and that's why I like the Teen Titans one he did. It's so simple and clean.
It is.
It has that
it's a really
animated
nice,
look.
Well done.
It's perfect, like chef's kiss. Perfect.
Decent size. If only he had made anybody else.
Anybody.
Just made anyone else like, in the animated.
At least give me Beast Boy. At least give me Beast Boy.
Yeah, so now we have that. You have that duo hanging out on your desk. Maybe they're off on having their own adventures. And you don't really need the rest of the team, but it would be nice if he had. I wonder. I always wonder what caused that decision, because it's not. I mean, we've talked about this before. McFarlane is an interesting entity in that he does not. He's not beholden to the charts and the spreadsheets and the board of soulless executives whose job it is to make toys, but they don't actually want to make toys. He gets to just kind of do whatever because
Well, I think that works against him. I think that works against him because his little ADD kicks in and he's, you know, jumps. From
he's kind of all over the place. He'll try a bunch of things. I don't
know that he has ADD. Let's just say that, like,
allegedly. So we're possibly alleging that that's a thing that's happening, but I wonder if sales were even a part of that, or if he was just like, okay, well, we did that, and now I want to do something else because that's a new shiny thing, which he does tend to do. The reasons for it, who knows? But he jumps around, and I sure wish his attention would fall once to Jurassic League, but that's a whole other thing. They're not.
That's
cyborgs.
A whole other thing.
I want dinosaurs as the Justice League people. Get on it, McFarlane. What are we waiting for?
DC directed a good job. DC directed a pretty good job with the Cyborg. They sort of kept him with that Super Friends look. I mean, he should, you know, he was a little leaner because as time has gone on, he's gotten bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
But you know, when he's a little lean and I like that kind of that Cyborg. But there are so, like, every line, like we've discussed, like, every line, it's sort of formulaic, right? You have your hero, and then you have like some sort of anthro character, and then you've got like the robot guy, like this, like there's always that. Usually the bad guys do, but sometimes the good guys, right?
So it's kind of a cool way to it. It's usually like a season two style thing where they want to bump up the stakes. You start off with your 80s team, and you've got all your standard. You check off the boxes. You're like, do I have this character?
The girl, the leader, and the strong guy.
And then with the bad guys, you've got their counterparts. And in season two, you'll go a little bit further, and new baddies will show up, and it usually involves some cyborg version. Yeah, you can go with, I don't know, like Cyborg Superman. Now we're stepping, or I'm sorry, we'll bring it back to Metallo. Does Metallo count as a cyborg? Because I don't know.
He doesn't have a lot of humanity in him. Like he's not part human.
Is his human brain still in there, or is he full on robot now?
I think it depends upon the writing in the story. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he's still got the human brain, but then you know when he shuts down, when Superman beats him in whatever way, usually it's him being crunched, like he gets the kryptonite out of his chest,
yeah,
and then he gets crushed in a car thing, or he's thrown into the ocean or whatever. You know, that human brain would be deprived of oxygen and other things, so I think he's more robot because he's powered by the kryptonite. So
yeah, when you get into those characters,
which we already know that kryptonite causes cancer in human biology. So
yeah, if you're just a brain being exposed to that, you got to think that at some point it's just gone. Like he's just rotted away to nothingness. Yeah. But I always wonder about that kind of thing when you show a character that it. Because you've got almost like two extremes where you get like the Metallo where it's just a brain in a casing, and then you get a character that's mostly human but maybe has cybernetic parts, like Bionic Man,
right? Or the Bionic Six. I was immediately thinking about the Bionic Six.
Yes, where they were mostly humans and they had you'd be like one part like their arm that had the bionic part or like a mechanical bit that was replaced. I guess technically they both count as cyborgs. Maybe we shouldn't.
Did you have the Bionic Man, the 12-inch when you were a kid? Did you have the Bionic Man?
I did not. I had seen it. I wasn't even back then.
$6 million man, either one, same concept.
That's right. It was the $6 million man and the Bionic Woman.
Right.
And then they had the crossover special with the Bionic Kid, which I thought was hilarious. Because I didn't understand, especially like at my age while I was watching it, I was like, did they have a child and the child had bionics? Because that's very strange. Mm-hmm. I don't really understand all the subtleties of the Bionic Man and the Bionic Woman. I did not have the toy. I remember seeing him.
He was all over the place. Now he's flea market fodder, usually in very poor condition, but you can still find him.
Now, did you own any of the Bionic Six?
Yes, I have them all currently. I love the Bionic Six. The whole storyline is very Fantastic Four-esque.
Yeah.
And the bad guys were cool. The figures were cool. That the glove, the character glove, and mechanic was one of my favorite, especially because they were 4 inches. So, and they were die-cast metal. So the mechanic, who is the big guy, like he's the muscle, is so heavy and so big. Like he dwarfed even Road Pig. When you used him with the G.I. Joe, because they were the same size. But he was so heavy because he's die-cast metal. When he put a thump on somebody, now done, over, fight's over. So, and he was so heavy, like it was hard to, like, even Snake Eyes, you'd throw the kick or whatever, and there was no way that you're going to knock Mechanic over. So I kind of
had that real final boss energy to him.
Yeah, kind of like you, Tom.
I try, but I don't hit the gym as much as The Rock. the true final boss, for better or worse.
But when I was talking earlier about, like, you always have the Anthro guy and then the mechanic, like, even in lines like Masters of the Universe, you had all, yes, you know, 100%. You had Merman and so on, but then you had Trapjaw and Roboto, of course, but Roboto was a true robot, whereas
he wanted to be a real boy.
He's masters of Pinocchio.
I actually kind of like the a lot of things from the 80s wound up, you know, becoming repopular in the 90s and then in the 2000s and having their backgrounds a little bit built up on, because we didn't know why anyone in Masters of the Universe really looked or did the things they do unless they got a special episode in the cartoon,
which is not
very often. So Trapjaw never got a special episode or anything, even in the 2000X series.
But I gotta tell you, that 2000
background.
No, but that 2000X Trapjaw figure is my favorite of all of them.
Yes.
Even the new Masterverse stuff. That Trapjaw figure is my favorite.
He's so well done. The action. I wish that the Horseman hadn't been at the time that it came out. There was no way around it. But I wish that they hadn't been kind of handcuffed by the requirement of action features in those toys, because the sculpts were so this that was such an interesting time, because that was when we were starting to see a little bit of a shift in both the collector market versus the kid market versus the skill level of the people involved in toy production, because the level of detailing on those figures, and yeah, Trapjaw, like top notch, so good.
That's
The
so good.
mechanical look on the arm, because that was like it pushed the envelope, but it didn't go over the edge. And it makes sense that the Four
Right. It
Horsemen
didn't
also
pull the
worked for
McFarlane.
McFarlane. Like even though they worked for McFarlane, they brought their know-how to like to their own studio. They kind of knew when to scale it back or to bring it back enough where it wasn't, you weren't overwhelmed by the detailing. It was really interesting to look at. Trapjaw is amazing. That whole line when they got into like the even with like the mech suits and whatnot, he was so cool to look at. And we actually got a little bit of backstory for him with the comics that accompanied them by. Oh, I don't remember the name of the company that produced them, but they went into some of the backgrounds of the bad guys called Icons of Evil. And you find out that like Trapjaw originally hated Skeletor, and they had a big fight, and Skeletor blasted his face, and that's why his face is green. And then he punched off his jaw, which is awesome.
I like the story that made Skeletor like a bad dude, because in the cartoon, just like Cobra Commander, right? He was a sniveling little jerk, but they always kept Cobra Commander as a sniveling little jerk. Cobra Commander's never going to punch somebody's jaw off, but I'm glad they made Skeletor formidable and not this sniveling, guy on a throne.
The 2000 series really, really did some great rehab on him, or like brought
Yeah,
him back to being
absolutely.
as cool as he should be. And there's still lighthearted moments with him, but he was still super cool. Did you own Rio Blast?
No, I did
Another
not.
cyborg cat. I wasn't interested, honestly. I bought the Mattel Creations did an Origins updated version of him, which I did purchase and then just wasn't impressed with, so I wound up getting rid of him. He's in
Yeah,
the
it was
Classics
weird.
line, but I mean, I like the idea. The idea makes sense. But I think it maybe came so late in the toy line. The idea of like the wandering cowboy. I do like the idea of just cybernetic guns just popping out all over on this guy, but I think maybe he was a victim of time passing him by.
Right, absolutely. Also in the Masters universe, I think we have to include Mechanic.
Oh, 100%. Mechanic has there's so much. He's such a silly character, but I've always been fascinated by him just because, like,
Just how does it
what
work? The
happened?
original toy was so sad. He's
Yeah, what
Mechanic, and he
happened to
they're
him?
like, how long's the line now, Mechanic? Whoop. Oh, we're almost there.
Let me take a look. They again, kudos to the 2000X series where they actually had an episode dedicated to Mechaneck being sad that he was lame and them being like, "No, man, you're really cool." He wasn't, but that was what the episode would have you believe. But I've always liked,
Pandering, totally
yeah,
pandering.
and I like that they pushed the telescoping of the neck. Like it went from in the original cartoon, he could just look up a little bit, and then later it became he could do angles with
He
it. He
could
could
turn
turn
like,
into,
yeah, he was like a pipe cleaner.
If anything, you could have flipped this. He could have been on like Skeletor's side and been called like Spearhead or something super dangerous, because that his power would be
Turtleneck. He'd
terrifying.
be turtleneck.
The idea was he buckled it down and then launched his head forwards. I mean, still attached by the neck, and he was just like a javelin, just an armor-piercing
Oh, well,
javelin.
that would
That's
be horrible
horrifying.
for him.
Horrifying. But yeah, you make him a psychopath where he's like, "Oh, I love to see I like to destroy my enemies from the outside in."
He would probably have a
Just,
giant boxing glove on his head.
oh, for the 80s, 100%. And then like later on in the 90s, it would just be like a giant spiked mohawk or something crazy. Give me evil Mechaneck. But yeah, but I always wondered with him, like what are the inner workings on him? Like
Yeah,
how
where does
much
it go? Where's
What a great character. I take
Yeah,
it back.
he really
He's
is.
silly. He's
He is.
ridiculous, but I do love him anyway.
So here's another Masters of the Universe character I have to ask. Is Manny Faces a cyborg?
That's a very good question. I never fully understood how Manny Faces worked. I always liked the character. I was
right,
like,
because he does have the one robot face, but
yes,
this thing is horrifying. Like, if you think about the idea, now is he supposed to have faces on each side of the skull, or is there some sort of master of disguise thing happening?
I want to say there's a master of disguise thing happening, only because the most recent Masterverse version of him gives him this. It's such a cool little, like he's got luggage. He's got a little luggage carry-on
piece. Right, like Zartan came with the original Zartan with the backpack and the face in it.
Yeah, and it has multiple faces, some of which weren't included with the original. I think they may have been based on concept art, which is phenomenal. But I could never tell if there was maybe a bit of like magic involved in that.
Right.
Because
it did spin in the cartoon, like it did. It was like a pull slot machine.
Yes, and I know that there were episodes where I think he almost seemed stuck, or maybe had a slight mental issue where he would get stuck in a personality because the mind of the monster one was terrorizing
a town at some point.
And he didn't want it that way. I always wondered what happened if something went wrong, if he got damaged or was having a horrible day and he got stuck halfway through. So you're halfway between monster and robot.
Right.
What happens then? Does he need to seek help?
He'd be a very analytical monster.
He'd be a horrifying, terrible nightmare to deal with.
Right.
He was a cool idea.
He was a cool idea. Like some of those, the Masters Universe ideas were just so out there. And that made him cool. And some of them were so out there, they were dumb. But you know who I have a lot of cool figures of and is a great cyborg? I have the NECA, you know, 1/4 size, 16-inch, and it's one of my prize toys, is RoboCop.
Oh, yes. Yes, if we're going into cyborgs. And it always goes back to my...
If we're going into cyborg. Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
It always goes back to my maybe I shouldn't have nitpicky questions on like what defines cyborg, because RoboCop is another one where it's really just the brain, except for the stupid remake where they kept the hand,
right?
Because in the original sense at all,
I think that was the throwback, like that was an homage to the original when they said, you know, when you saw from his point of view when he was in a chair or whatever, and they were like, hey, we managed to keep the arm, and he said I said total prosthesis, get rid of it. Like, I think that was supposed to be a throwback, but
maybe
poorly executed.
Yeah, if only they had that at some point they need to lose that hand. So he's another case of it's the brain. Well they stretch the face to for that creepy, like uncanny valley kind of look, but mostly a brain in a tube kept alive by all these machine parts
and baby food. And baby food,
yes, and baby food.
It tastes like baby food. Knock yourself out.
but yeah, that's, he's a great example of a cyborg character who looks really cool. And the original toy line, I remember being a lot of fun. I didn't collect it.
Yeah, that Kenner line was awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes, Kenner line was really good. I love that
The caps.
Yes.
The fact that you put the caps in the back and you pull the little trigger and it goes pack, pack, pack. Man, as soon as I talk about them, I smell the sulfur of those.
You can get the little wisp of it.
Oh, man. I love that smell.
I remember I
was such a drug addict when I'd like shoot a cap gun and be like, bang, bang, you're dead.
you know what? Not your fault. We were taught as children to inhale things that we probably shouldn't have been inhaling.
Right,
markers, scratch and sniff Snickers, the whole night.
Peppermint scented gum? Peppermint scented glue? What if you didn't want me to eat paste, why would you make it smell like peppermint?
Don't give kids things that smell.
How about we had candy cigarettes?
Oh, 100%.
And a cigar. Oh, the big grape gum cigar.
Yep, I heard the cigars. And then did you ever have the advanced candy cigarettes where it had a little hole poked through with powder?
Powder,
so you could,
yeah.
With the little red dot, so it looked like you're taking a drag. Man. Good times. Don't smoke, kids. Don't do it.
Not good. Not good.
Eat a lot of candy. Don't eat a lot
of
candy.
Anyway,
you'll get diabetes.
that whole figure line had the caps on the back,
yes.
And that was awesome. I love that. That's like one of my favorite play features.
I remember
because
wondering.
Of the scent.
I remember wondering at the time whether or not the Ed 209 was, I'm sorry, not Ed 209, was it
Yeah, Ed
209?
209. Yeah, 209.
If Ed 209 was also a cyborg because of the stair scene when he falls down the stairs and immediately starts flailing and
And
making
making
those
pig
really
noises?
disturbing pig squeals, and I was like,
Why would they
is that
program him that way?
what? Well, that was why I started to wonder about it, because I was like, okay, if these are very basic machines, they do very basic things, they're not good at obeying commands. Are those pig brains in there? And then when under distress, did it just start squealing and flailing?
Right.
But then maybe not, because it would also have needed to have like a lion brain in there, because it would
Right,
also
because it
make the
roared.
growls.
They were
But
probably just like
just random
uploaded
sound
sound
clips.
effects. But what about Kane? Kane wasn't side. Well, his
I
brain was
think
in there,
Kane
right?
was, yeah, because it had his full brain stem, no
I mean, he
face,
had
just the
the
eyes.
max headroom face thing.
Yeah, so when RoboCop beats him and he pulls the tube out, it's the brain plus
Oh,
the eyes.
right.
They kept the eyeballs, which was purely for shock value. But I was like,
Right.
why does he still have his eyes? He can't see
Because
anything in there.
he didn't have eyes, like he had a
Yeah,
screen.
there's no visual stimulation for the eyeball, so why did you go through the effort of keeping them? You would just need the brain stem. But who are we to question 80s, late 80s, early 90s sci-fi
Right. You know
mentality?
what
He was a cool looking robot. What a great design. I wish NECA had gotten around to doing a full sized one that was to
Yeah.
scale with the RoboCop
So
line.
that's just the 4-inch line.
Yeah. Which is too bad, because he was a really cool looking robot, that cyborg something.
Whatever he was. I will say the new movie, the newer that wasn't in the RoboCop original series, the one with the black RoboCop. The figures were cool. I'll give you, like, the 6-inch figure was pretty cool. The 4-inch line, they did the silver and the black. They did the silver and the black and the 6-inch. So when I saw the movie, I was like, this is awful. But when I saw the toys, I was like, I'll buy that for a dollar. And I did. And I totally picked them up. And I thought the figures were pretty cool, though.
Those were made by NECA, right? Or was it a different toy
No,
line?
it was a different toy
Or
line
just different
when the
company?
movie came out. Yeah. I wonder if NECA's going to pick that up, though. That would be interesting to see.
Don't know if they will. I don't know if there's enough of a fan base for that. Definitely for the
No.
original. But speaking of NECA, I want to jump to a line they have abandoned, the Gargoyles line, because Coldstone
Yes,
was
Cold Stone.
shown, was promised, was sculpted, and then nothing. We got nothing. And I love Coldstone as a character and a concept. And their sculpt looked phenomenal. Like, I give them all the credit in the world.
Yes.
Their Gargoyles line looks amazing. It had its flaws. The wings were weird. Some of the joints were not the best. But the decision to go with realistic, weird 0% body fat instead of the more animated
Right.
look was an odd
Yeah,
decision, but they
when
looked
they asked me
really
to
good.
pose for those, I was like, "Well, really? My okay."
They're like, look, Dana, we really think that this would sell. This is what the people want. You got to give it to them. And they're like, we're going to have to fudge a lot for Hudson, because he doesn't have the, like, the abs aren't there for him, but
Right.
we'll
They
make
should have
do.
gone.
But they look really good. And I, man, that Coldstone looked so good.
Yeah.
It was on the cover of Toy Collector magazine,
Yeah.
and I was ready for it. And we didn't get it. But he's such an
Nope.
interesting character, like within the show itself. Like, because I was wondering, like, so he doesn't turn to stone, or does he? I have forgotten, because I
I
don't
think
remember offhand. I don't think he
pre-cyborg you
did.
did.
Yeah, pre he
Pre-cyborg you
did.
did.
And then afterwards, because that in and of itself, like, between the magic interacting with the technology and the way that the lore works with the gargoyles anyway, he's outside of all of it. So it made sense that he wasn't stable, that they that
Yeah.
the cybernetic parts didn't work correctly the way that they should with him. They had to go in and, like, fix him mentally.
Right.
Man, I was really hoping. Once that kind of disappeared, we knew there was never any hope of us getting those later figures from, like, their trip through the Amazon on that raft, and we're meeting all the other cool looking gargoyles.
Right. Yeah, that would have been cool. But yeah, Cold Stone should have been made. We got a rash of like cyborgy kind of characters, when Terminator. You know what cyborg character they haven't made a good toy of at all is Deathlok.
Oh, he's
Marvel Legends tried the gun, had the little hole in his hand, and that stupid, I hate those rubber tubes that go to the guns. They never work.
Yeah, the original, I remember the original Toy Biz offering of him
That's the best one.
almost looked, really, you think that's the best one? Because
Not
mine
the
just
Toy
turned
Biz
in.
Legend, the original Toy Biz line, the 5-inch.
Oh, the original. Okay. I was going to
Yeah,
say, because the
that's the
Marvel.
best one.
Okay, because the Marvel Legends versions of him is a meat
Oh,
former
it's
at best.
so terrible. Too many,
He
too much articulation,
yeah.
stupid thing. It's horrible.
He goes from upright looking cyborg-ish being to pile of meat. There's no way for him to support his own weight. He just folds up, and it's so
And
sad
the
looking.
articulated toes don't help at all. Whose idea
Not
was that?
meant for
Horrible.
not a good look for Deathlok. The most I don't pay a lot of attention to him. I kind of like when his releases come out, I vaguely am
That's a
aware of it,
character I
but I know
like. I
that.
just want a good toy.
I think the most recent Marvel Legends version of him, it's not bad. It's
No,
okay. It doesn't
it's
have
okay.
the yeah, it doesn't have like doesn't have the joint issues that the original
I
did,
want a
but
Diamond Select version.
oh, Diamond Select with rest in peace, Diamond Select.
Yep.
Gone too soon. We're never getting that Annihilus. Do you remember the
No.
Annihilus they showed off? It's
Yeah.
gone. It's
And now
over.
the prices are going to go up. Like, I loved that the Diamond Select figures, which are fantastic, never, it's, with few exceptions, never, you could find them all for about $40, 35, $40. It's never changed. I am a big fan of that line.
Yeah, it is, they are really cool, and they were always affordable. The detailing on them was always phenomenal, and man, will they be missed.
I
I
think
want
they are
quite a few of
the
those last
they're
offerings.
sort of the prototype of the Ultimate toy line, like the neck Super Sevens Ultimate line. Like
Oh yeah,
I
100%.
feel without Diamond Select doing what they were doing, we wouldn't have Super Seven Ultimates.
Yeah. So speaking of Super Seven, I want to jump it to Ninja Turtles. A lot
They
of
have some good
cyborg action
cyborgs, yeah.
going on in Ninja Turtles. Not Metalhead. There is a oh, maybe I should have jumped it. Maybe I shouldn't have jumped to Super Seven because NECA just recently offered Cyborg Raphael or Cyborg Donatello from the
Yeah.
Image series because they're getting
Yeah.
into
That
more of the
was
Image
such
line.
a weird toy line. And they only did three turtles. Why didn't they
Yeah,
do the fourth turtle?
I don't understand why Jim Lee Leonardo couldn't have had a figure. Oh wait, was it Leonardo or Donatello who didn't get a figure? One of them didn't get a figure, and
Right.
yeah, it
Yeah, it
made
was
no
one of those two,
sense.
yeah.
And I don't understand why. And I don't get.
And I didn't read the
I.
Image comic, so I was like, did he die? Is he not in it? I
Oh,
don't know.
you know what? He may have been better off because Image Comics messed up the turtles, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that like the stories got real intense, and there were a lot of like really intense Mirage stories that they went through, but
Yeah.
they got jacked up in the Image series. Leonardo loses his hand right off the bat. Donatello's sh that's where the Donatello shell getting
The shell
destroyed.
cracking,
That's where
right.
that kind of you know, it happens all the time now. The first time it happened was that, and that was where we got the cyborg Donatello from. Raphael becoming getting burned by the robot that wound up fusing with cyborg Donatello burns half of Raphael's face, and then he has a mental breakdown and winds up becoming the Shredder. So another offering by NECA that looks really cool and really good. But
Yeah.
they got man, they got messed up in Image Comics.
And those figures were so just out of left field. Like nobody saw them coming. They were big. Like they were really well done, but they were just so like out of nowhere.
And I almost want to say it was a step up in quality for Playmates, but it's not really because Playmates has always done a really good job with detailing. It's just
Yeah.
their paint jobs may not have shown off what was in there. But yeah,
Right.
they're like they're Wildcats and the Image Ninja Turtles and the Savage Dragon line, all very well done. Like all the detailing
Very
was
well
great.
done. And they were like, okay, we're going to the 6-inch line. Bam, here you go. And then they threw them all out there. They like just vomited it all out. And then they were
Yep.
done. They were like, nope, we're done.
And even their like original 80s line. Here's a question. Is Mutagen Man a cyborg? Because he's got, you know, he's a brain in a tube, but he's right. got the arms and the legs, which are granted very fleshy and gross looking. But I gotta assume those are mechanical. Like there's gotta be some mechanical.
Right, because he wouldn't have the musculature in his ooze body. Like he's just a big vat of snot. And yep. So it has to be somehow mechanic plugged into his brain, right? Because he doesn't have any muscles.
Yeah, I'm gonna go cyborg with him. Ground Chuck, really cool. The ball with the
I love his name.
He's so good. He's got the mechanical horn missile. He's got the. I don't know if it's just a helmet piece or if his eye really was damaged and had to be replaced with a bull. That's the joke. The bullseye crosshairs. Right. But I have the toy for him. I loved that figure. The mechanical leg, which again, I'm not quite sure. Because in the cartoon, when they show up, in the cartoon, Shredder just throws a bunch of armor at them after him and Dirtbag were mutated. And he's like, put this on. But I don't know if that was the intention. We all know the cartoon took a lot of liberties. So my assumption was that he was a mutation gone wrong and they had to kind of fix him up. So he had the mechanical leg and the replaced eye and the mechanical bullhorn.
Yeah.
But I always loved that figure. Like the original Playmates version is great. I would love for Super 7 to have been able to get around to doing an Ultimates version of him. But Joy Toy, killing it with the Ninja Turtles line. The original Ninja Turtles offering is fantastic. And they've just been cranking out more and more great figures. Mm-hmm. They've done the Triceratons. They did Slash. They did Toka. Now they've done Razzar. And they've done Ground Chuck and Dirtbag. And the Ground Chuck looks so good.
Such a good thing. I laugh every time I hear his name.
I want him to be huge. He should be a massive because he is
right, because that's a 4-inch line, right? The Joy Toy ones. So he should be, you know, five and a half inches
easily. Yep.
Yeah.
Any sort of bull character. I really enjoyed him. I know there's a bunch of other cyborgs, or even the Cyber TMNT line that came out towards the end of the Playmates line was really cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
I don't know if that counts as them as cyborgs. I should probably stop harping on this. I don't know if that counts as them as cyborgs, but they did have the shooting fists and they had the mechanical overlay. So I wasn't sure if it was
some of it's like mech, like people like the Silverhawks. Yeah. Are they cyborgs? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a whole cyborg line because they were all.
Yeah.
I guess. Would it have just been their brains and faces? And then most of them replaced with mechanical parts.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to certainly be cyborgs, and that was cool. You know who's the baddest cyborg of all? And we didn't talk about him, and he's probably the first cyborg toy that anyone in our toy group would have had. Mm-hmm. Darth Vader.
That is true. He is definitely the definition of a cyborg character. All the mechanical bits, a little bit of humanity left.
You know, now that I think about it, I was ready to say what makes him an interesting cyborg is that he still maintained the spirituality of the Force. Mm-hmm. But then the stupid prequels said it was because of midichlorians, which then also doesn't work because he's a cyborg and he doesn't have the biology to carry the midichlorians. Why hasn't this come up before in my brain? Darth Vader knocks that whole story out. I liked when the Force was spiritual, right? So Darth Vader could still carry even the dark spirit of the dark side of the Force because his brain and some other things, apparently his lungs, are still human. Once they went to midichlorians, it doesn't work anymore for Darth Vader.
I'm not up on Star Wars lore really at all, but I want to say at some point they kind of retconned their own retcon. I remember that was introduced and a huge point of contention, as it should be, because it's silly. Not everything, you don't have to biologically explain everything. Some things can just be what it is. But I think they started to scale back on that. I think now it's more they've kind of gone back more into well, it's a spiritual force thing. And I kind of like that they made the joke in the current movies where one of them was like, hey, don't worry, it's the force, right? And I think someone says that to Han, and Han's like, that's not how the force works.
Right, yeah.
But now it's just this kind of like enigmatic, whatever it is, what we need it to be, and that
Right.
we're just gonna have to settle for that. See, my favorite cyborg, even though I love Darth Vader, and I love that Rogue One is kind of the only movie that got him
Yes.
right,
Man,
but that
that
the
scene in Rogue
fear
One, I
of
was on the
Vader
edge
in
of my
that,
seat, like, we're gonna see it. We're gonna see it.
it's
Yeah.
so
I was like,
good.
Darth
Just
Vader's finally gonna be Darth Vader.
20 seconds of Vader being like the best Vader that we've ever seen on
Still the
screen.
best, still other
So
than the
good.
original three, and even including them, Rogue One may be the best.
A fantastic movie. But you know who my favorite cyborg is in Star Wars? General Grievous.
Yes, I always
I
thought
love.
maybe he was the prototype for Vader.
But see, that would make sense because, yeah, like he's in the prequels. It's a lot of his. A lot of the mechanics on him work great, and I loved his introduction in the Clone Wars series.
Yeah.
So I remember getting the figure when the movies came out. So I was like, aside from the Jawas, Grievous was the only Star Wars figure that I had, and I loved.
Jawas. I had a hard, like, the Jawas had a soft place in my heart. I love the Jawa figure, the original one.
Opening the Jawas were what taught me to be careful
That's
when opening things with an X-Acto knife. But always cut away from
right.
yourself,
It
people.
was the Jawas.
Just opening the Jawas and almost
I
did
love
myself
the Joe Pesci Jawa in New Hope when they buy R5-D4 and he blows up, like he blows his whatever capacitor they say. And Uncle Owen goes, "What are you trying to pull here?" And the Jawa goes, "Whack!" It turns into Joe
What are you
Pesci
talking about?
Jawa.
I'm out of here.
Houdini!
I always loved Grievous. I liked that they how he was. Yeah, how he was imperfect. I didn't think they were going to explain why he wheezed later on.
Right.
In Clone Wars, maybe you get an explanation for why that happens. But I always thought that that was a sign of, like you said, maybe him being a prototype or technology. They were still working on this new type
Right,
of
that's what I was thinking, yeah.
cyborg, so he wasn't 100% yet, but man, visually he's stunning, and
Oh man, the
the
cape, the
toys
whole nine yards, so
yeah the
good.
toys don't quite capture it.
I've never seen a good Grievous toy. I've never seen a good one.
There was one based on the animated series that's not bad. The Black Series one that they wanted repainting, it's okay, but yeah, it doesn't seem like something that should give them that
It's
much
so
trouble to properly
small.
convert into it. Yeah, I think that's part of the other issue. In the movie, he towers over Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon, and like all the toys to scale, he should be a mega figure. And that would give the engineers more freedom to really work out those, like the issues with
Yeah.
the joints, the extra arms, make it so, like the arms combine anyway, but once they split, they look silly. And in the movie, that's not the case. So I guess with that, I guess we should probably start buying it. There's still a bunch of other cyborgs to talk about, though. Do you want to
Yeah,
make
there
this
are
a
a lot.
two-parter, or do you want to just jump on to the next topic next week?
Oh man, we
I'll
already
leave
promised it would be a next topic.
this. I'll leave this. I'll leave it up to you. So next week will either be a part two, or we'll jump into crossovers. Flip a coin. We shall see. I guess I want to go into it's question time for the
Oh,
cyborg
okay.
discussion. Is there a cyborg character that you would like to see have a toy who does not have a toy yet?
Oof. I don't know.
I was kind of it's a because they're a little far and few between.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like what cyborgs don't have them because most cyborg characters are so cool that they get a toy. I mean, I could just go with Turbo Teen. Do you have one?
I'll give my answer, and it'll give you some time to come up with the answer
Oh, okay.
So, all right. So, spoiler warning. If you have not watched the DC animated movie Apocalypse War,
Oh.
fast forward about 2 minutes
Oh, all of those cyborg
because I
characters
want
are
to talk about
fantastic.
the cybernetic apocalypse corrupted versions of Wonder Woman, Hawk Girl, Martian Manhunter, all those really cool, like his, because he got, I think Martian Manhunter gets turned into that kind of Naga style. Well, wait, no, it was
Yeah.
Mira. Mira gets turned into that really cool sea serpent snake. She has the snake bottom half of her body. She looks super cool. Wonder Woman has all these weird cybernetic attachments to her, and they all look amazing in this movie, and the fight scene with them is really cool. And I love that at the end of the show, when everything is resolved and they stop Apocalypse, but these all those characters still are giant mechanical cyborg monsters, and they figure out Flash has to go back and fix this. But when he does, all of us will cease to be, and all those cyborg people are like, "That's fine, fine,
Right, yeah.
I'm all
They're like,
right,
cool, man.
do it."
Or just kill me now. Whatever. Yeah, that the end of that movie is so like when you see those characters, and Wonder Woman was the least, deformed of all of them. But even when you see her, you're like, oh my God,
Man,
these guys.
you can't come back
Oh.
from this. You're not living a normal life after this. Hawkgirl's not living a normal life looking the way she does. They can only live with each other. And even then, it's just a constant reminder of how they can never reintegrate back into society.
Yeah,
But
that's rough.
give me some DC Direct versions of those, and that would be awesome. Or you know what? If McFarlane decided he wanted to crank those out with the level of detailing, which you could absolutely do, and
Yeah, he would
the
do a good job with
articulation's
those.
pretty good, I'd be
Because
on board for those.
that kind of horror thing he does well with. I'm surprised you did. Wasn't there a movie where Jason was cybernetic? Was
Yes, Jason X, the Uber Jason. One of the best Friday the 13th ever. Which I think they weren't, which was also kind of weird. I think for whatever reason, they weren't allowed to call it Friday the 13th, which is why the movie is just called Jason X. I don't remember
Really?
what the background between what issue there was between the studios, and there was a big rights issue for a long time. But they weren't allowed to call it Friday the 13th, so it was just called Jason X, and that was where we got Uber Jason, who I don't know if that was his official name or that's just a fan name given to him, and then they just ran with it because they're not going to stop calling him that, so we'll just do that. But yeah, what a great movie, one of the
Right.
best. The sleeping bag scene, top of the line. What a great throwback.
Yeah, I remember laughing out loud when I saw the first time that when he picked up the sleeping bag and just whacked it against a tree. And I was like, I just thought that was so funny. And then, but the way he looked, like, okay, they're not moving.
I'm required to do this.
Yeah. You know what? And I don't know if he's a cyborg or not, but I really want, there have been figures based on the movie, and there may have been another one, but I really would like to see an original version, new figure of Inspector Gadget.
Oh, 100%. Fully forgot about Inspector Gadget. Yes.
Yeah.
I would love to see it. Well, I think there is an action figure of him that, who produced it? I don't remember offhand who produced it. There is an action figure of him, not the original toy, because there was a toy line that came out a while
Right,
ago, and that
right.
was where we got to see what Dr. Claw looked like. But there was a more recent release. By recent, I mean a few years ago,
Yeah,
where it
you're
was
right. You're right. I do remember seeing that.
because he.
I want him to be like in the same style of the like the cereal characters and the Cheetos, got like that kind of
Yes,
look.
100%. That would be really cool with a swappable head that has like that comes with and without the mustache from the original pilot.
Yes.
Give me that and fill it out. Give us Brain. Give us Penny with her way ahead of her time prototype laptop. The book that was a
Absolutely,
computer that
absolutely. Yeah, I kind of
my.
want Boss Fight Studios to take on the Inspector Gadget,
That
but.
would be amazing. My little sister, funny enough, was like she loved that show. And I remember her making she took a binder, like just a random binder that we had around the house, and she like replicated that book that Penny had, and she would
Yeah.
play around with it and like add new things based on the episodes. And I was like, why are you doing
That's
that? Brilliant. She
awesome.
was ahead of her time.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But yeah, Inspector Gadget. Yeah, I would like to see a new updated, not up someone new needs to make figures of the original cartoon, and that would be awesome.
Yeah,
But
I'd
yeah,
be all about it.
So good answer. So I guess with that, we'll bring this to a close. We may or may not be back with this topic next week. We'll have to see. We'll have to see and find out. Listeners and watchers, thank you for coming back.
I love it.
Thank you for watching and listening. Thank you for coming back. We will try to be more consistent with our uploads going forward. We've said this before, but this time we mean it. But if you would like to let us know what your favorite Cyborg characters are, get a hold of us on Blue Sky. Our handle is Two Guys Talking Toys. That is the number two. No G after the talking. Same thing for Instagram, 2G Talking Toys. If you've enjoyed the episode, give us a like, give us a follow, subscribe to the channel, sign up for notifications, because the algorithm on YouTube is nobody's friend. And until next time, take care, everybody.